The top four congressional leaders met with President Biden in the Oval Office today. A government shutdown is looming, and funding for Ukraine's war effort is also on the line. Here's how House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat of New York, described it.
It was an intense meeting. It was an honest meeting. And ultimately, it was a productive meeting.
They came out optimistic about avoiding a shutdown, but with no clear path on the Ukraine aid. NPR senior White House correspondent Tamara Keith is here to tell us about it. Hey, Tam.
Hi, Ari.
Let's start with the optimism. There have been a few of these shutdown showdowns over the past year. Why were the leaders positive today?
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson said negotiators are quite close to an agreement to keep the government funded for the rest of the year, close enough that they were willing to express optimism. After the meeting, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell told reporters at the Capitol that things are moving in the right direction.
Under no circumstances does anybody want to shut the government down, so I think we can stop that drama right here.
That drama could stop right here, right now, or it could flare up and all this optimism could go out the window, which is a movie we have seen many times before.
It sure is. So from the relatively happy talk to the more difficult parts, how did the rest of the meeting go?
The other big agenda item was finding a way to get military assistance to Ukraine. The White House says that Ukraine is running out of ammunition and it is already hurting them on the battlefield. And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has been to a lot of meetings at the White House over the years, but this is how he described this one.
The meeting on Ukraine was one of the most intense I have ever encountered in my many meetings in the Oval Office.
Ukraine is counting on military assistance from the U.S., and based on what everyone said coming out of that meeting, Johnson is a man on an island. But Speaker Johnson has given no indication that he's willing to let the House vote on Ukraine funding. Schumer, McConnell, the White House, they are all saying it is Johnson who controls the fate of this aid.
Well, what is Speaker Johnson saying?
He says the House needs to focus on the needs of Americans first. And by that, he means addressing the situation at the border, which now ranks as a top issue for voters from both parties. So Johnson said he's open to Ukraine aid, but he didn't commit to moving on it.
I was very clear with the president and all those in the room that the House is actively pursuing and investigating all the various options on that. And we will address that in a timely manner. But again, the first priority of the country is our border and making sure it's secure.
Biden is going to visit the border on Thursday, as is former President Donald Trump, different part of the border. But that certainly drives home what is a very hot political issue. Johnson wants Biden to take executive action. The White House is not ruling that out, but they also insist that more funding is needed from Congress and policy changes, too. Now, you may remember that there had been a bipartisan Senate deal that combined these things, Ukraine aid and border security funding and the policy changes. But Johnson said it was dead on arrival and Trump demanded that Republicans oppose it. And Ari, if you get the feeling that this is all quite circular and that the assistance to Ukraine appears no closer to passing, you would be right.
NPR's Tamara Keith at the White House. I guess it's appropriate to say talk to you again soon.
Sure thing.